Donald Trump's endorsements have made the former president a looming presence in this year's primaries. Many voters follow his advice. But NPR's Don Gagne reports that some self-described Trump supporters are disregarding the former president's choices.
I've been talking to a lot of voters this year, and with Republicans, I always ask how much they're paying attention to Donald Trump's endorsements. This is from Ohio back in March. Trump had not yet weighed in on the state's GOP Senate nomination. Here's voter Kathy Deal.
Trump had not given an endorsement.
No, he's not. That would definitely seal it, for sure.
If he were to endorse.
Yes, it would seal it.
For you.
Trump's eventual pick in that race, J.D. Vance, ended up winning the primary. Deal was eager for Trump's input, but it was a very different story weeks later in Pennsylvania when I met voter Bob Rapp. There, Trump had just backed Dr. Mehmet Oz. Rapp is no Oz fan, but the endorsement didn't affect his admiration for Trump.
No, because it's his prerogative. You don't agree with your leaders 100% of the time, but he wasn't afraid to lead.
Could his endorsement sway you in this Senate race?
No.
That's a flat?
No.
No.
Oz won the nomination, but Rapp voted for businessman Dave McCormick, who conceded the very close race during a recount. Taking a broad look at how Trump's endorsements have fared so far, his win-loss record is strong, but a lot of that is because he backs frontrunners. In high-profile, more competitive contests, his record is more mixed. Political strategist Sarah Longwell is publisher of the Bulwark website. She's been watching the impact of Trump's endorsements.
Trump's endorsement is not a magic wand or a silver bullet.
But in certain situations, it can provide a big boost, especially in highly competitive races with lots of candidates. In such races, Trump's support can mean more press coverage and create momentum. Longwell says that's what happened in Ohio's U.S. Senate contest,
where there's a big group of Republicans and they're all battling it out and they're all telling the voters how terrible their opponents are. And people are kind of not sure who they like. And when Trump comes in with an endorsement, it tends to kind of elevate people in these races.
But not all of Trump's picks get such a boost, especially if they're taking on an incumbent. Sarah Longwell has been conducting regular focus groups with Trump voters, including in Georgia, where Trump endorsed the challenger to Governor Brian Kemp. Trump dislikes Kemp for refusing to help overturn the 2020 election in the state. In these focus groups, voters are identified by their first name only. Some of them were mad at Kemp, but others, this is Laura, praised the governor, citing the economy and his pandemic response.
I like what Brian Kemp, I think, has done. I liked how he handled COVID. The state seems to be running smoothly to me.
Kemp defeated his Trump-backed opponent by 50 percentage points. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, another who defied Trump's false claims that the election was stolen, also easily beat a Trump-endorsed opponent. Then there's this example in North Carolina, where even a Trump endorsement couldn't save scandal-plagued Congressman Madison Cawthorn in his primary. Dallas Woodhouse is a veteran political operative in the state.
Nobody is going to blame the president for Cawthorn's losses because Cawthorn had a long series of self-inflicted wounds.
But it does demonstrate how a Trump endorsement has limits. Recognize also, Woodhouse says, that in nearly all of these races, it's not a choice between a Trump-endorsed candidate and an anti-Trump candidate. Most every GOP hopeful runs on a pro-Trump list of issues, from building a border wall to getting tough on China, with lots of cultural issues thrown in.
Any candidates that go forward are going to adopt those core issue sets that were part of the America First agenda.
And there's another potentially significant impact Trump is having in the primaries. He's endorsing candidates far down the ballot for local races, something unheard of for a former president. Again, Sarah Longwell.
which allows people who are totally unknown, and maybe even in many cases running unopposed for offices that people pay almost no attention to raise some money, to gain some profile, building the bench of the Republican Party to really fill that with people who are very much in Donald Trump's image.
And that could end up being Trump's biggest impact on 2022 elections. Don Gagne, NPR News.